Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, agriculture stakeholders in the region set to benefit from a climate resilience workshop. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
More than 20 agricultural stakeholders from the region are benefiting from a 5-day training workshop in climate resilience advanced crop modeling. The participants, who hail from Jamaica, Barbados, Belize, Guyana, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad and Tobago, include agronomists, agricultural extension officers, farmers, researchers, and agrometeorologists. Crop and livestock impact modeling, relatively new to the Caribbean, uses technology to develop and test multiple climate and weather scenarios, validates them using field data, then explores expected impacts and possible options for adaptation in farming. The objective is to better prepare farmers to deal with weather uncertainties associated with climate change. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Orly Shaw says the workshop is one of several initiatives where the government has collaborated with partners to build the resilience of the farming sector to climate change. Partners for the workshop include the UWI, Government's Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism for the Pilot Program for Climate Change, and Inter-American Development Bank Climate Investment Funds.
I also welcome the use of modern technology in problem solving via the application of a computer model to real-world problems in order to assess crop production in different scenarios, water and nutrient management, climatic and economic risk, and environmental sustainability. We will have a clear picture of what to expect under various scenarios and be able to make the necessary plans to improve the management of our cropping system.
These include encouraging farmers to employ more efficient water use and developing and applying climate-smart land husbandry techniques. Another initiative is the Adaptation Fund Program, which focuses on protecting livelihoods and food security in vulnerable communities by improving land and water management, strengthening coastal protection, and building institutional and local capacity for climate change adaptation.
We're also promoting protected agriculture that will help bring on board the technology that will result in high productivity and continuous production, in addition to building resilience in the face of climate change.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Orly Shaw. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When water throw away, can pick up. Translation, when water spills, it cannot be picked up. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, it's no use complaining or pining over something that has already gone. A similar meaning is, don't cry over spilt milk. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.